Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh, stand in the court of Yahweh's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in Yahweh's house. All the words that I command you to speak to them, diminish not a word. If so be they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doings. And you shall say to them, Thus says Yahweh, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants the prophets whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. Now it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Yahweh had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, You shall surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. When the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh, and sat down in the entry of the new gate of Yahweh's house. Then spoke the priests and the prophets to the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then spoke Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Therefore now amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Yahweh your God, and Yahweh will repent him of the evil that he has pronounced against you. As for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and right unto you. But know you for certain that if you put me to death, you shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth Yahweh has sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Then said the princes and all the people to the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of Yahweh our God. Then rose up certain of the elders of the land and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Morishthite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Zion shall be ploughed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him at all to death? Did he not fear Yahweh and sought Yahweh, and Yahweh repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them? Thus might we procure great evil against our souls. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of Yahweh, Urijah, the son of Shemaiah of Kirjath-Jearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land, according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men and all the princes, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Urijah heard it, he was afraid and fled, and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Urijah out of Egypt, and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Jeremiah chapter 27. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh to me, Make you bonds and yokes, and put them upon your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah, king of Judah. And command them to say to their masters, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall you say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given it to whom it seemed pleasing to me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son's son, until the very time of his land comes, and then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yahweh, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore listen not you to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and you should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, says Yahweh, and they shall till it and dwell therein. I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as Yahweh has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore listen not to the words of the prophets that speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. For I have not sent them, says Yahweh, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that you might perish, you and the prophets that prophesy unto you. Also I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, listen not to the words of your prophets that prophesy to you, saying, Behold, the vessels of Yahweh's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Listen not to them, serve the king of Babylon, and live. Why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of Yahweh is with them, let them now make intercession to Yahweh of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah, and at Jerusalem, go not to Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts concerning the pillars, and concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of Yahweh, and in the house of the king of Judah, and of Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, says Yahweh. Then will I bring them up, and restore them to this place. Jeremiah chapter 28. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azar, the prophet which was of Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of Yahweh, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of Yahweh's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, says Yahweh, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of Yahweh. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. Yahweh do so. Yahweh perform your words which you have prophesied, to bring again the vessels of Yahweh's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear you now this word that I speak in your ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that Yahweh has truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus says Yahweh, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you shall make for them yokes of iron. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, and I have given him the beasts of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah to Hananiah the prophet, Hear now, Hananiah, Yahweh has not sent you, but you make this people to trust in a lie. Therefore thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will cast you from off the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have taught rebellion against Yahweh. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Jeremiah chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem. By the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah king of Judah sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build you houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take you wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahweh for it, for in the peace thereof shall you have peace. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that are in the midst of you deceive you, neither listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says Yahweh. For thus says Yahweh, that after 70 years are accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will listen to you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, says Yahweh, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says Yahweh, and I will bring you again into the place from where I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, Yahweh has raised us up, prophets in Babylon. Know that thus says Yahweh of the king that sits upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwell in this city, and of your brethren that have not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. Because they have not listened to my word, says Yahweh, which I sent to them by my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says Yahweh. Hear you therefore the word of Yahweh, all you of the captivity, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab the son of Kolaiah, and of Zedekiah the son of Maaseiah, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, Yahweh make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Because they have committed villainy in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbours' wives, and have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them, even I know and am a witness, says Yahweh. Thus shall you also speak to Shemaiah the Nehelamite, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, Because you have sent letters in your name to all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest, and to all the priests, saying, Yahweh has made you priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that you should be officers in the house of Yahweh, for every man that is mad and makes himself a prophet, that you should put him in prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why have you not reproved Jeremiah of Anathoth, which makes himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent to us in Babylon, saying, This captivity is long, build you houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, Send to all them of the captivity, saying, Thus says Yahweh concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite, because that Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do for my people, says Yahweh, because he has taught rebellion against Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 30. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh, God of Israel, saying, Write you all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus says Yahweh, We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now, and see, whether a man does labour with child, why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in labour, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck and will burst your bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve Yahweh their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear you not, O my servant Jacob, says Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says Yahweh, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations wherein I have scattered you, yet will I not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and will not leave you altogether unpunished. For thus says Yahweh, your bruise is incurable, and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you, they seek you not. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Why cry you for your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable for the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. I have done these things to you. Therefore, all they that devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil you shall be a spoil, and all they and all that prey upon you will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahweh, because they called you an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeks after. Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. And their noble shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, says Yahweh? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of Yahweh goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. Jeremiah chapter 31. At the same time, says Yahweh, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Yahweh has appeared of old unto me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn you. Again I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with your tambourines, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. You shall yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise you, and let us go up to Zion unto Yahweh our God. For thus says Yahweh, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish you, praise you, and say, O Yahweh, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coasts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that labours with child together, a great company shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, O you nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd does his flock. For Yahweh has redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahweh for wheat, and for new wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus says Yahweh, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in your end, says Yahweh, that your children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, You have chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn you me, and I shall be turned, for you are Yahweh my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yes, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spoke against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart is troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, says Yahweh. Set you up markers, make you high heaps. Set your heart toward the highway, even the way which you went. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again to these your cities. How long will you go about, O you backsliding daughter? For Yahweh has created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compass a man. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. Yahweh bless you, O habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awoke and saw, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them, to pluck up and to break down, and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says Yahweh. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eats the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbour and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Thus says Yahweh, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof roar, Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me for ever. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all they have done, says Yahweh. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that the city shall be built to Yahweh from the tower of Hananel to the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gareb, and shall compass about to Goath. And the whole valley of the dead bodies, and of the ashes, and all the fields, to the brook of Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto Yahweh. It shall not be plucked up, nor thrown down, any more for ever. Jeremiah chapter 32. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Why do you prophesy and say, Thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall be And there shall he be until I visit him, says Yahweh. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Behold, Hananel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, shall come to you, saying, Buy you my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy it. So Hananel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of Yahweh, and said to me, Buy my field, I pray you, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption is yours, buy it for yourself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh. And I bought the field of Hananel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I signed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and customs, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hananel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that signed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch, before them, saying, "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, take these documents, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto Yahweh, saying, Our Lord Yahweh, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, Yahweh of hosts, is his name. Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and have made you a name as at this day, and have brought forth your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror, and have given them this land which you did swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not your voice, neither walked in your law. They have done nothing of all that you commanded them to do. Therefore you have caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they have come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence, and what you have spoken has come to pass, and behold, you see it. And you have said to me, O Lord Yahweh, buy you the field for money, and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am Yahweh, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus says Yahweh, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set fire on this city, and burn it with the houses upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal, and poured out drink offerings to other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, says Yahweh. For this city has been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it, even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face. Because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned unto me the back, and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore thus says Yahweh, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof you say, It shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger, and in my fury, and in great wrath, and I will bring them again to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them, to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus says Yahweh, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land whereof you say, it is desolate without man or beast, it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and sign records, and seal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, says Yahweh.